Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host. I can say welcome to another session of sanity, at least I believe it's another session of sanity. I know what you believe. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And oh my god. God, I didn't see that. Went by me at a million miles an hour. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. Fuck it, let me set my brain. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Apparently the CDC, CDC is suggesting you do, try to keep it clean. What do you want from me? They advise virtual sex. They say that if you're going to pleasure oneself, that you make sure you're 6 feet away from somebody else while doing so. I'm just reporting the story. You take it from there. Right? Anyway, and you know, just to show you really how nasty the left is, I mean truly how nasty the left is, recently, the congressman who died in the car accident, right, Jackie Walorski, out of Indiana, she died. It was a horrific car accident. And two aides died with her. So the Washington Post ended its story detailing the car crash death of a member of a congresswoman. Right now, instead of dealing with it, somebody died, you know, that kind of stuff, Ellen Carmichael cited the publication ending his report in a fatal car crash. That's the Washington Post. Right? These are the people that, you know, Trump loves hate, love Trump's hate. She said, Walorski voted against certifying President Biden's victories in both Arizona and Pennsylvania after the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol, with more than 100 law enforcement officers injured. I don't buy, but whatever. The woman died. She died in a car crash. What does this do? This is a mental illness for these people. The hate is truly a mental illness. We don't do that. We really don't. We have some idiots who do it from time to time, but we don't have people in these kind of positions that do it. A commentary of Twitch, or Twitchy, pointed out the condolences that came from many sources when a word of an accident appeared. Even the White House announced that flags will fly at half-mast, but the Los Angeles County Democrat Party staff member Krishan Patel sounded off before locking his account so his comments couldn't be reposted. Right? He said, I hope the Worldsky family finds peace and an end to their suffering, simply because Jackie Olorski voted to overturn the election and end American democracy. Meaning she was, I don't get the democracy thing. Are we a democracy? When did that happen? Why didn't anybody wake me up to vote for that or against it? The writer goes on to say, meaning he says she was a fascist, not just mean, and it's acceptable to celebrate her death. Wow. These people are amazing. These loving people, these people that want you to be totally accepted and inclusive, except for them. They don't want to be inclusive at all. Patel added, I'm expressing sympathy and hoping for peace for the grieving family of the tragically deceased individual who used political power to attempt to overthrow American democracy. There is no gotcha here. Only sympathy and factual information about an individual's action in life. Oh, could your opinion? Now, Wolinsky and her staffers, Emma Thomas and Zachary Potch, were tragically killed in a car crash on Wednesday. Now, the Post reporter noted the Congresswoman and religious conservatives' anti-abortion stances, including her opposition to Women's Health Protection Act and ensuing Access to Abortion Act. They couldn't just say she was killed in a horrific accident. Our hearts go out to their family and friends. They couldn't stop there, no. They went on to say that she was a Donald Trump supporter. She voted against impeachment of the president. Why is all this in here? Right? I mean, seriously, why is all this in here? Her office released the following. Dean Swihart, Jackie's husband, was just informed by Elkhart County Sheriff's Office that Jackie was killed in a car accident. She has returned home to be with her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please keep her family in your thoughts and prayers. In addition to the devastating loss of a congresswoman, it's with a broken heart that I announced the passing of two dedicated members of her staff, Zach Potts and Emma Thomas. I'm sorry, Thompson. They were the epitome of public servants, and they cared deeply about the work that they did on behalf of the constituents and the congresswoman. So, it's just amazing, again. Why do they have to get so hateful? Why are they so mean? Why are they so ugly? And I can say that more ways than one, but why? All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Texas still sending buses of illegals, only this time they decided to go further north. Good for them. You know, New York City says it's a sanctuary city, but I guess they really don't mean it. It's only a sanctuary city for the people that are there already. Head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where Mike Lindell is trying to help us all out. You too. And the way he's doing that is it's really simple. No, really. It's really simple. All you got to do is head up to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Joe on the way out. You will save 50 or 60%. In some cases, you get 2 for 1. And it's all stuff you buy already to begin with. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, blankets, comforters. You got all kinds of stuff there. Dog beds. That's whacked. But whatever. If it makes you happy, go buy it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. We'll be back in a few minutes. Like I said, don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
New Jersey, Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Okay, this one tickles me. Really. The governor of Texas, who I know that there's a few friends of mine that live in Texas, and still not very happy with him, even though he's doing some of these things. He is getting a ration of garbage from the mayor of New York. Now remember, New York City is a sanctuary city. Right? They don't think you're illegals. They don't care. You know, they're telling illegals to come there. But they're not very happy because, I guess, they're upset that Abbott is making it happen at a faster rate than they want it to. Now, Abbott announced on Friday that the first bus headed to New York pulled into the borough of Manhattan that morning. The migrants were dropped off at the Port Authority bus terminal. This is part of Abbott's response to the Biden administration's open border. Now, listen, it's interesting how the governors of these states are screaming how much damage is being done, and they want help from the government, and Joey B won't even lift a finger to help them while they're going through all this stuff. And yet when it comes to New York and Chicago and places like that, they don't want them there. They want the federal government to help. In D.C., they're asking for the National Guard to help. Now, if Joey B gives her the National Guard, why doesn't he give it to the actual border states? Right? This is, again, they're unaware. They're either self-unaware or purposely deceitful. There's no other way to do it. In addition to Washington, D.C., New York City is an ideal destination for those migrants. Look, they receive an abundance of city services, housing that Mayor Eric Adams, he's boasted about it. He's boasted about his sanctuary city being a haven for those who need a place to be. Let's hope that he follows on his promise, welcoming all migrants with open arms. Let's see how he feels about it. Now, the statement added that one of the few cities in America with a right to housing laws, New York City is required to provide emergency shelter for every unhoused person. Right? Also, police in the city do not cooperate with federal immigration police. So Adams will have a really fun time. Now, back in, what was it, June? I think back in June, Adams claimed that Texas and Arizona were already busing migrants in the city. They hadn't had a busload there yet. Again, lying again. So he needs to get his facts straight. He needs to pay attention to what's really happening. Because the security of our nation really does depend on it. He doesn't care. But you need to speak to it. You need to put it in his face. Right? Just amazing. Again, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, Biden, God bless him. Really. Somebody has to. I mean, he tripped all over himself and tried to brag about the economy. Which is nothing new. And He looks like a Jeff Dunham doll. Come on, can we be honest about this? Joe Biden looks like a Jeff Dunham doll, and I think it's hilarious. So he was trying to do his thing. He was trying to talk about how great this is, how great the economy is. He got people working again, and blah, 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 blah. And you know it's all a lie. Yeah, let's see if I can hear from him directly. You know, because I always screw this up. That's why I always say, let me see what I can do. Come on, Joe, you can do this. Not that hard.
7 Nobel laureates on the Economist, and the economics.
I don't even know what to do with that. Ready? Here he goes again. You'll miss it if you're not paying attention. He's trying to give accolades to, you know, where we're at.
7 Nobel laureates on the Economist, in the economics, I should say.
Right? He's trying to pass up. You have 230 some odd economists, some of them being Nobel Prize winners, have said this won't work. It's a scam. The whole thing is a scam. It won't work. He finds 7 and say it will. Wonder what they were promised. Right? He went on to say, we're on the cusp of passing the most important step we can pass to take Congress or help Congress help us lower inflation, the Inflation Reduction Act. Experts agree that Biden inflation scam will have no impact on inflation. Absolutely none. Right? Now, inflation is at 9.1. Well, actually, they think it's bigger than that, but inflation looks like it's at 9.1%. Real wages are falling. Now, over half the country is living paycheck to paycheck. And 65% of the country says their financial situation is quickly getting worse. Quickly getting worse. Now, one reporter, as he was leaving or getting ready to leave, yelled out, when do you think the inflation will come down? He just ignored it like he didn't even hear it. At least Reagan would look and make it sound like he couldn't hear you, which I always thought was kind of funny myself. But he can't even take the time to answer. Remember, isn't the press sacred? Or is it only sacred when it's the press they want to hear? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm telling you, there's a lot going on, a lot to pay attention to, a lot for you to get involved in. Many of you really don't want to get involved. I don't care what you tell me. Right? Some of you don't want to get involved. You should. Whether you're pro-life, pro-choice, pro-whatever, you need to get informed. You need to get involved. Appreciate your time with me. All right. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. And you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can actually, if you really want to, you can send me a message from there. You can join the club. Right? Sign up for email blasts. All kinds of things happen up on the website. Take a few minutes, take a look at it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from MyPatriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from MyPatriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gas station in Oklahoma City is the first in the nation to sell regular unleaded for less than $3 a gallon. The price at the pump sits at $2.97 at one 7-Eleven corner store there. Nationwide gas prices have dropped for the seventh straight week. Drivers are paying about $1 less per gallon compared to the peak, which was reached on June 14th. The United States says it will pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making that vow at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia on Friday. Griner facing 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to bringing marijuana cartridges into Russia. Milwaukee will host the Republican presidential nominating convention in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe, the senior host, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Like I said, 5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air in the chat room. Texting and tweeting and being part of the real conversation. All right. I don't know what to do. CDC's at it again. Right? They recently came out. And the funny thing about it is it's abstinence is on the list of bizarre tips that the Center for Disease Control, CDC, gave for preventing monkeypox. The Safe for Sex, Social Gathering, and Monkeypox Guide, put out by the CDC, said it's not considered a sexually transmitted disease anymore, but advised suggests otherwise. Think about this. If your partner, if you or your partner has monkeypox, the best way to protect yourself and others is to avoid sex of any kind. I won't mention the ones they mention. And do not kiss or touch each other's bodies while you are sick, especially any rash. Do not share things like towels, fetish gear, sex toys, and toothbrushes. For the sexually active, who are worried about getting monkeypox, the CDC offers several things as advice. Have virtual sex with no in-person contact. What if they clue yourself on that? Pleasure yourself together at a distance without touching each other and without touching any rash. Limit your number of sex partners to reduce your likelihood of exposure. Ah, let's remember to wash your hands, your fetish gear, your sex toys, and any fabrics, you know, bedding towels, clothing, after having sex. Spaces like backroom saunas, sex clubs, or private and public sex parties where intimate, often anonymous sexual contact with multiple partners occur. Those places are more likely to spread monkeypox. Consider having... God, I don't even know where to go with that. Consider having sex with your clothes on or covering areas where the rash is present. You know, reduce as much skin-to-skin contact as possible. Think about that. Leather or latex gear also provides a barrier to the skin to protect contact. Just before to change or clean clothes, gear, between partners and after use. Condoms, well, they may protect your... I can't even clean this up. There's no way. But condoms cannot protect or not prevent all exposures to monkeypox. The bizarre guide ends with a section of how someone can lower the chance of getting monkeypox at places like raves and parties and clubs and festivals. God. I had to struggle through that one. I couldn't keep it clean. Oh, it was almost possible to keep clean. And these people, I'm seriously, these people are serious about this stuff. Right? I find all of this just chilling. I mean, really chilling. You shouldn't have to put up with it. This is coming from the CDC. The people couldn't get the masks right. To keep the people who couldn't get the vaccines right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Do appreciate the time that you're, you know, on the air listening to me. Hopping online listening to me. Anyway, this just so much happening. The FBI is trying to downplay Hunter Biden's information, right? I want you to think about this. This is really troubling. The fact that they don't see a problem with this, the fact that nobody wants to fess up that this thing sat on a shelf somewhere. Right, nobody was going to do anything with it. FBI Director Christopher Wray, he said whistleblower allegations claiming the FBI agents falsely labeled derogatory information to Hunter Biden as disinformation are deeply troubling. But Republicans are calling on him to further acknowledge the broader polarization, right, within the Bureau. It is bigger. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing Thursday, Wray was asked by Senator John Kennedy, love this guy, about allegations of the highly credible whistleblowers at the Justice Department FBI shared with Senator Chuck Grassley's office last week. Now, Grassley, a Republican out of Iowa, in a letter to Wray, he also sent a copy to Attorney General Merrick Garland. That guy is useless. Just totally useless. Right? I mean, Garland is mad that he didn't get the anointment to the Supreme Court. He detailed the allegations and indicated that, I mean, can you imagine, I'm sorry, I'm backing up here. Can you imagine General Garland, I mean, Attorney General Garland on SCOTUS with the way he's upholding the law as the AG? Really? Grassley wrote in a letter to Wray. He detailed the allegations. He indicated that the whistleblower said that there was a scheme in place among certain FBI officials to undermine derogatory information connected to Hunter Biden. They were told to label it disinformation. So that name should be brought forward. That person should be fired and or suspended till they get to the bottom of it, right? The whistleblowers also alleged a pattern of active public partisanship at the agencies pertaining to, you know, investigations into Trump. So they were investigating Trump at 110 miles an hour, And Hunter Biden, they're putting everything he had in reverse. See? I mean, seriously, this is communist USA. Welcome to communist America. That's the direction we're heading in. When I read a letter that describes the kind of things that you're talking about, I find it deeply troubling, Ray testified. The whistleblower alleged a pattern of active public partisanship by Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Timothy Tybolt. I aggressively warned Ray and Garland in his letter last week that Tybolt's partisanship likely affected investigations. According to Grassley, the whistleblower said that the DOJ and the FBI, they had employees that had to follow strict substantial factual predication in order to open an investigation, and that Tybolt did not follow any of them, not a one. Now, Ray promised during the hearing that those people would be protected. Right. Ray also decided to remove Tybolt from his supervisory role. But the Republicans want more action. They want more to go on. Yeah, nobody's heads rolled for any of this stuff. And I think that's what's bothering them the most. It would bother me, too. Because honestly, look at what's happening with the January 6th people. Some who did absolutely nothing. And I mean absolutely nothing. Joshua was referring to the politicization related to the FBI's investigation to whether President Trump's first campaign colluded with Russia. All a joke. He said, I suppose better late than never, Johnson said, but I'm not holding my breath. Now, last week, Johnson demanded the Justice Department open an internal investigation and appoint a special counsel. Yeah, we'll see if that's happening. Right? Now, Johnson and Grassley recounted events between July 2020 and October 2020 during the FBI, Tybalt, the FBI Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Alton. They gave Republican investigations senators gave Republicans investigating Hunter allegations a runaround. They falsely alleged that the GOP was advancing foreign disinformation. That's how they stayed away from it. That's how they pushed back on it. I think the guys that pushed back on it, the ones that didn't even look at it, the ones that tried to turn it on to the Republicans, they should be looking out from behind bars. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Jones in your house, that was a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. Who doesn't believe? I mean, who's been out cold and doesn't believe that the FBI, the DOJ, and others have been weaponized against the American people as a whole? Well, against the Republican American people. If you don't, I don't even know what to say. You get the news, you open your eyes, you take a look around, you figure it out. You don't need a master's degree or anything for that. God. Will you stop? Somebody sent me another link to that story about the CDC. We got it. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I can see Ray playing it down. It's going to go down in history if anything goes wrong with him. I still like the CDC viral sex one. That is, that was quite interesting. The, a couple things. Let's take a few minutes to talk about a few quite important things, if you would. And one of them, obviously, being school. School's jumping back into session. Many of you prayed for this day. This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted to have.
What I want to know is, are you ready for it? Are you ready to take on some of the things your kids are going to get, come in front of? How are you going to deal with things like transgenderism, gay and lesbian and that kind of thing at your home when they get home, instead of letting it fester in their head without getting the real information from you? How many of you are willing to fight for that? Right? A lot more than this parenting thing. Then showing up with the bottle, you know, buying clothes and that kind of stuff. A lot more to it. So, you got to get engaged. That's what I keep saying. You have got to make sure that your kids are being taught right. And the homeschooling, or whatever it was called, distance learning in some areas, what that afforded was parents to actually be able to see what was going on. Actually able to see what little Johnny, Mary, Susie, or Guadalupe, whatever name is common, what they were seeing and what they had to deal with and what they had to talk about. What they had to accept as real in school. Which I find, you know, not right. And so by doing so, it caused the parents to start stepping up, start screaming, start complaining about what we were doing. I don't blame them. I would have done the same thing. I mean, otherwise, who are you going to bat for? Right? I mean, really, who are you going to go to bat for? Who's going to help you out? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I thought this was kind of funny. Even though she's been given the title, the Arizona is still counting, recounting, still counting the ballots to carry, you know, for Kerry Lake there. I think this is hilarious. I mean, we had paper ballots we could count in 24 hours. Now we got these electronic mail-in blah-bitty-blahs. It takes us days to count them. Are we for real? Just trying to understand. And I do. I found it all extremely amusing. And you know, when you hear the numbers coming out of, this is why it's all amusing, because you don't know who to trust anymore. You don't know what to trust. No, I don't want to give Joey B the benefit of the doubt. I just don't, because it always bites me. The, you know, for the second month in a row, these payroll numbers make no sense. And I said that earlier. I kind of said it kind of joking around. The same thing happened under Obama. People were jumping from unemployment to disability. In this case, I'm not seeing the same thing. They're just jumping off. They're just dumping away, going away. If you think about the second month in a row, payroll numbers make no sense. A 1.8 million job gap arises because labor participation rate is taking a nosedive. Now, last month, TGP reported on the odd numbers being reported in June payroll. The media was praising this news. They were loving it. Underlying results was that more Americans were working two jobs to get. We had the same situation happen in the days of Obama. But really, I remember doing a story. I wish I could have found it before this. But people were working two jobs to stay alive, which made it look like the job market was, you know, all of a sudden these jobs weren't available. Now, when looking at the July payroll report, right, you recall the last month it showed that there was a divergence that had opened between the household and the establishment surveys that make up the monthly jobs. Since March, the former was sliding while the latter was rising. Every single month, in addition to that, full-time jobs were plunging. And when you do the research, you find out that the multiple job holders was skyrocketing. Now, the Biden administration is being accused of fabricating energy numbers to push oil prices lower. I mean, they're all doing it. They're doing whatever they can to cover themselves. So, consider this, right? On one hand, the closely followed establishment survey came in red hot. Right? Jobs are great. Everything's wonderful. And not only did it soar despite the U.S. entering a technical recession last week, it printed a five-month high of 528,000, you know, job expectation. Or reality, that's how many jobs were taken. And there was only supposed to be 250,000 taken. Now, wages also supposedly came in higher than they expected. Right? It was enough for many to say that they, recession, they're premature, because look at all the jobs we're giving out. You can't call it a recession when over 500,000 people got jobs. Now, that would be true if the numbers were real. But for the second month in a row, there's a problem here. When you look at the third-party data, which tracks the number of new employees laid off, as well as layoff events, both of which have soared since May. But you don't see that in the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They don't count those numbers. Don't know why. So if you ignore the outside data sources, a more pressing question comes up. It says when you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics own, they got more detail, by the way. It's less closely watched. Household survey, unlike the establishment, June jobs change was far smaller. It was 179,000. It actually dropped 315,000. You know, and since the household survey also feeds other closely watched ratios, such as, you know, labor force participation rate, it explains why the despite the apparent surge in June jobs, the LFP declined for the second month in a row. Again, it makes no sense. So when you keep an eye on this stuff, when you actually, it's what I said to you before. I've said it to you 100 times. That the numbers aren't real because they don't include everything. They don't include who rolls off the disability. When they say these jobs are filled, find out how many people have two jobs, three, four jobs to make ends meet. Right? In June, it was initially reported the Biden economy lost over 600,000 jobs. Shh, don't tell anybody. But the Bureau of Labor Statistics released a report. It showed that employers had eliminated over 600,000 jobs. Totally ignored. Right? That means those people had to go find a job somewhere. Right? They got laid off. Now, somebody just put up a chat room, and it's true. Ford, GM, Amazon. Many of them have laid off thousands of employees. But nobody's talking about that. Nobody wants to talk about it, frankly. Now, the real message that Biden and his gang of thugs are telling, employers canceled hiring over 600,000 people in June. Fewer people are working than the prior month. But see, this would require you and me and whoever sitting down and going over these numbers and putting them out like this. Right? You know, it's funny how they kept calling Trump a liar. Trump lied about this. Trump lied about that. Trump was just a liar. You look at what Joe Biden and team is saying. There hasn't been almost any truth whatsoever in what these guys have told us is going on with finances, with jobs, with everything in particular. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down because you're going to need it next week. Hey, have a great weekend, a safe weekend. We'll catch up with you later. God bless.